In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, as many of us prepare to gather around the Christmas tree, it seems that less of those festive garter of the presents are real. As an Agriculture Department census report covering 2009 shows that there are fewer sales and fewer producers of real Christmas trees. National Ag Statistics Service Director Joe Prusacki.
The dollar amount of sales for Christmas trees was $250 million in 2009 compared to $256 million in 1998. And that's about a 2.5% decline. Sales are actually going down.
And therefore, the industry is considering a checkoff program that would require growers to kick in 15 to 20 cents a tree to pay for promotion and research efforts. Sonia Jimenez with USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service explains how the program would work.
There is a board of directors, if you want to call it that way, nominated by their industry, so their industry peers, and they decide how they're going to use their monies that they collect. They are going to assess producers and importers of Christmas trees, over 500 trees. They put the money together, and they every year they put together a budget and a marketing plan on how they're going to use those funds. And those marketing plans and budgets are approved by USDA just to make sure that they conform with the law and the requirements. And they go out and either do it in-house or hire an ad agency, for example, and they put those plans into effect.
Jimenez says growers have until February 7th, 2011 to submit comments.
And we want everyone involved in the industry, anyone that has any interest in the industry, to read the proposal and send us any comments they may have. It could be on the whole program. It can be on parts of the program. We want to hear from the industry whether they like it, they don't, they recommend a change. We want to hear from the industry because that's the only way we know if this is something that the industry actually wants to do or not.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.